welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with us today is our co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
And also with us is Dalton.
How's it going, guys?
And Dakota.
Sup, y'all?
We are on the second issue of this six-gun story arc. If you'd like to listen to our previous coverage, check out our last episode, as well as episodes 214 through 219.
So our next interview is going to have to all do the, what's that?
What's that?
I need to watch Scary Movie.
You've never seen it?
No, I've seen it.
Oh, thank God.
I was like, what is wrong with you?
I've got like...
That's been out for like 80 years.
Oh, the 1,000 movies.
Yeah, I got it over here.
Which one?
I got 1 and 4. I don't have 2 or 3.
I was like, where's 2 and 3?
Are those in any kind of order?
Yeah, alphabetical. On the shelf. Up there, not so much. And then those are... Don't worry about those. Those are kids' movies.
Are they separated into sections then?
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. That starts your TV. Yep.
Kids.
Wait, why is TV down there and over there?
Because it goes across.
What the fucking weirdness? Okay.
So I gotta get rid of them. Anyway.
All right, just put them in a box. I'll take it with me.
The way your brain works hurts my head.
Thank you.
What?
Why would
it's so complicated over there. There's such an easier process.
What's the easier process?
Across this way and then across that way.
But it's I'm looking at
and
it
then,
this way.
And then all of your TV shows would go on the same rack.
Yeah. Dang it, Joe. Do we have to come over here and just organize everything for you?
I'm
is
kidding.
This the same way?
Oh my God. I've never even looked at it before.
No. It is.
Do you have them separated into Marvel and DC too?
Yeah.
Okay. At least you did that.
Why do you have H's up here and C's down here?
Because that's a category.
So we got the original.
Oh, okay.
The first, and then New 52.
Oh.
Then Rebirth.
God.
What's wrong with you?
What? No.
Because I want to eventually get them by year.
Explain your logic besides
it's
that.
It's alphabetical order. And then eventually it's going to go
almost
by.
Almost alphabetical order because there's Batman, but there's Batman, and there's Batman.
Yikes.
Anyways, so six
Anyway. So, wait, I've already done... Okay.
Did you cover our previous episodes?
Yes.
Okay.
So go ahead and start. Oh, Dakota.
Oh, what?
Dakota.
Uh-oh. Look, you threw off an order.
Exactly.
I was like, wait a second.
He's like, this is not clockwise.
I'm fucked up. All right, go ahead.
So, picks up from the last episode. Show. Thing.
Issue.
Thank you, sir.
It was the last episode, too, though, so that counts.
Technically, yeah. And you see him still in the swamp looking at a map. And there's like an alligator. Crocodile? Alligator?
What's I'm going to say
it'd be a crocodile because they're in New Orleans. Or
crocodile.
An alligator because they'd be...
It'd be an alligator, right?
Alligator because we don't have crocodiles
yeah.
in the state.
So an alligator that's foreshadowing something possibly.
Or it's a swamp and it's a swamp.
What do you mean?
It's not
an alligator.
Yeah.
You know what, Joe? This is my turn.
Okay. I'll back up. I'm sorry. I apologize.
And he sees a creepy mansion and he's got a
that's
little lamp.
That's actually a pretty wicked mansion.
It's pretty cool. It's got vines all over it.
Which means it's probably got no structural
Except,
integrity.
I'm really confused because his boat is already docked at the dock, but he's behind the boat walking up to the mansion.
There's another boat there.
That like, doesn't add up.
It
no.
doesn't. How the hell would he get the Henry get
this
there?
This man's got witchcraft.
Well, yes, but he gets to get there
then
on
he,
a boat.
He walks up and he sees some creepy eyes and it's a mouse. I think.
Possum.
Possum. Possum. That makes a lot more sense
now. It's a big fucking rat with a dick this long.
And he cha-cha-ding. The doorbell, some random bald guy goes, what's up, dog? And he's, I'm here to talk to your owner.
Oh,
right?
God.
The owner's name was...
Now.
Henry Fournier?
Fournier.
Is it, yeah, it makes sense. It's French.
Well, actually, he's from Haiti, so...
Does it say that?
Yeah, in the last
yeah.
issue.
Oh, you didn't say that in the last issue.
I skipped over it.
Well, how am I... People.
You should have read it. Did you not read it?
Oh.
You didn't give it to me. You said just listen.
The last issue?
Oh, I thought the point of this podcast is so you can just listen to
the
it.
The last issue you read. This is issue 2.
Did it say he was from
yes.
Hades?
Yes.
Yeah.
Shit. From Hades?
Shit.
I even had that.
He's Haitian. Anyway.
Not to be
so,
confused with Haitian.
I'm really confused. Is this guy still alive or is he dead? I was really confused by
yes.
it.
Why would he...
He's
what?
Still alive.
He's still alive. I didn't know if he was like some like ghost demon.
No. Yeah, this is...
He's a...
What would you...
Voodoo? Magic man, voodoo man.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
he's...
Then,
he's living a life of seclusion right now. He just doesn't want to get involved with anything.
That makes sense.
So and his man Woodmail, his servant.
Yeah.
Woodmail. I don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah. And so St. Clair was basically saying, "Hey, I want to talk to you. Like, what if I did have the guns? Would you be able to help me out?" And he goes, "Well, we'll talk about it in the morning, basically." And then he sends him up to a creepy room. And then his hand's all deformed. Why is his hand deformed?
Because in the last volume, he had picked up the gun that Becky has. Oh, and you can't touch the guns if they're not attuned to you. So it was burning his hand while he blasted holes through
That's right. I remember that now.
I think it was Helm.
Wilhelm. I don't know why. Oh, you know what?
Never Wilhelm Scream?
Yep.
Yeah, so then the...
Sure, that happens a lot in this.
It shows him the next day with... what's her name again?
Becky
and No Eyes.
Gord.
We can call him No
Eyes. No Eyes Gord. His
name is No Eyes Gord. Then he's like, "Hey, I gotta go check something out. You just stay here and look at these pretty little dresses." And she's like, "I will." So then, of course, Owen Wilson's still there.
Yep.
Creeping on her.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, he could wear the same outfit.
Same outfit. It's cowboy. They don't wash.
Becky has got a new dress on.
That's because she's not a cowboy.
Has got a new
Sinclair wears the same outfit though.
Yeah.
Until he puts his tux or his suit back on.
No, that's true.
Okay.
So and then of course him saying stay there while I be back real quick doesn't listen because she's in love with Owen Wilson. Wow.
Wow.
While he goes and it shows him getting a book from some lady that's cutting a rabbit.
Oh, she's getting ready to make dinner.
And she's making rabbit stew.
Yeah.
The book was
this is Gord.
Gord. Sorry, people.
You good?
The book's basically talking about what the guns are about or where they come from or something like that, I believe.
He closes his eyes to sense the magic in the book right here.
It's in Braille.
I mean, we'll find that out, I think, in the next issue of the issue after.
Foreshadow.
Exactly what it is. But yes, it's that.
Ooh. And then he comes back and he goes, "Where'd that little girl go?" Of course, she's gone. She's getting smoothed over by Owen Wilson and they're off. Just a never land there. And then it cuts back to St. Clair at the mansion.
St. Clair,
French boy.
There's two different, yeah.
And they're having tea, because that makes sense. That's what people do for breakfast.
Might be coffee.
Could be alcohol. Who knows?
If they're doing it right, it's alcohol.
they're in the middle of the swamp. It's good chances it could be alcohol.
But then he's basically saying, "I'm not going to help you. I don't want to get in the middle of this war." He says, "But I could kill you and just take it from you."
Basically. Well, yeah, well, because so, like we said, Drake wants to get the guns off of him,
which makes sense.
And Henry's just like, "Yeah, there's no possible way. I know of no way that
with the living
without
dead.
Killing you,
yeah.
to get the guns off of you." I do like how Woodmail is like has his knife. From the back, by ready to stab him.
It's like, "We could kill you." And he's like, "Really?" And he's like, "But we're not." He's like, "Okay, we won't
do it."
Fine. And then... But he's basically saying, "I can't help you, so just go away. Bye-bye."
Well, he also asked, because there was another matter he brought up. He wanted to see if any way to bring Bill John back to life.
And then he says...
Because this is his best friend.
You can bring him back to life, but it wouldn't be the same person that you remember that was alive.
Exactly.
And then it shows his meat friend.
Made of mud.
Made of meat.
Clay and mud. And...
Mud pie.
He's got better eyes than Gord does.
He does. He has eye sockets. And then, so he's trying to leave, and then his little butler guy's like, "Nah, bro, not leaving." He's like, "To let him go." So he finally gets to leave. And then it shows his butler. What's the butler's name?
Woodmail.
Is that how you would pronounce it?
M-A-E-L. So.
It shows him kind of like walk away, and then like he's looking in the mirror, and then like the dry arms is like in his ear saying like, "You better get these guns from him."
He's basically a servant of dry arms.
I mean, with a mustache like that, what do you expect?
It's pretty impressive.
Well, the funny thing is, both Woodmail and Kirby were, I know you might remember it, you won't. You maybe. was that they showed their picture at the end. The thing that Becky saw, the vision of things to come. So.
Well, we do know that Owen Wilson definitely comes, so.
We don't know that yet.
So we
oh, that's my bad.
We know those, that they've been hinted at as individuals. So,
yeah. Is it just me, or does he look like Lucifer from the TV show in that picture right there?
He does. So then it shows him sloshing around, getting his way back out of the swamp,
mm-hmm.
and then the water starts getting a little crazy. Boom! That alligator we were talking about.
No, I think it's a different one. But
this is a big fucking albino gator. Yeah. And but then there's demon a bunch of little eyes. Ones.
So then,
well, it's 'cause it's albino. Curious, like swamps can be deep, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually somewhere between, you know, like 6 to 10 feet in the deep parts.
Okay. This alligator was able to hide, which is. I guess.
Well, there's mud at the bottom, too. You know, you see it in there.
Swamp through.
And you figure something that big probably doesn't move around a lot because it'd take a lot of energy. Okay. And it has to eat.
I just figured that, you know, he would have been spotted beforehand.
That's you would just think.
Me, but.
But if you're not looking for it, were you really going to see it, though? Fair. Swamps are pretty big.
And the water's super murky.
That's yeah. true. That is very true.
So the alligator knocks him off of his little boat thing. And then he's like, all right, it's game time. He's about to shoot his way out of this. He's shooting all the alligators. PETA might be mad at this.
All these tiny alligators that are coming across. Because these were basically set on by woodmail.
I have to say, though, I am impressed that he was able to kill them each in one shot.
Yeah. How much ammo does these guns have is what I'm
these
trying
to say. These ones have six shots.
These are regular guns. He doesn't have his other guns. Yeah. Which, those guns are unlimited ammo.
Dude, he does have some wicked mascara in this picture up here, though.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, that's the stuff that goes under the ice, right?
He's practicing his
goth look.
Yeah.
And then he runs out of ammo. He's like, I'm about to come at this thing with a
knife.
Well,
the guns get knocked out of his hands.
Yeah, and then he has the knife, which that's impressive.
That's a huge,
huge gator.
It kind of looks like a dinosaur.
You would literally have to jump into its mouth and stab up into its brain with that knife to get it to do it.
Which you probably could do it if it doesn't smash you first.
Yeah.
And then the next scene, it shows Gord kind of just waiting around all day. I'm assuming waiting for the lady.
I think either or.
Both, probably.
Either or. And then
just somebody.
He's just blindly reading his book.
Yeah, then Drake finally walks in. He's beat up. And he's like, what happened? And he goes, "Yo, you don't even want to know. It was crazy." And then she comes back in, and she's like, what the hell's going on?
We're having gator stew for the next 6 years.
Yeah. Gord's got eyeballs again in these scenes.
See that fight. That's kind of a badass fight, honestly.
So then it shows them at the hotel or brothel, whichever one you prefer. And they're like, well, anybody can come for this, these guns. And then it shows these handsome strapping men with the mustaches riding up in the dark.
Actually, isn't that Danny Trejo right there?
It does look like him.
Yeah, Drake, he had been warned that, I think both by Cao Fu and Henry, that all sorts of people would come for those guns. He did not expect it to be immediately after he left. Yeah.
He said
Henry's
good or bad. Yeah. Are both looking for these.
So.
And that's how that issue wraps up.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this six-gun story.